dived into the water or jumped into the water.
Well, and he will
dive.
And he has
dived.
And if you dived in and you landed flat, you'd say that's a
belly buster.
Okay. And if you put your head down on the floor and turned over,
somersault. Somersault.
All right. Okay. And to get across the river, you would dive in and
swim.
And yesterday he
swam.
And he has
swum.
All right. Do you know the custom that some storekeepers practiced once? I don't know if they still do. When you pay your bill or you buy something, they give you a little something extra.
Give you a sales tip or a receipt.
No, they give you something extra, and they
cash register tape.
No, this is they like for children. They might give them some
piece
candy.
Of candy.
What would you call it? Here, the storekeeper might say, "Here, this is for
you. This is for."
You have any kind of term for that?
Can't think.
Do you know the word lanyap?
No, I don't.
It's mostly in Louisiana where they use that word. Well, somebody who got into the deep water and he couldn't swim, he would
drown.
And yesterday he
drowned.
And many people have
drowned.
And what does a baby do before it can walk?
Crawled.
And to get up a tree, you'd have to
climb.
And yesterday
he climbed.
And he has.
Climbed.
If a man wanted to hide behind a low hedge, he'd have to
bend down or squat down.
All right. And then what would a child say if it hid behind the sofa and then jumped up to scare you? Would he say boo?
He could say boo. Well, say boo.
Would he say pee-pie?
Not to scare you, I don't believe. He'd want to play if he was saying pee-pie. I wanted you to play with him.
All right. And she walked up to the altar and she got down on her knees. She
knelt.
And if you were tired, you might say, "I'm going over to the couch and
lie down."
And he was really sick. He couldn't sit up. He just blank in bed all day.
Lay in bed all day.
And talking about something you see in your sleep, you say, "This is what I
dreamed about."
And every time I go to sleep, I
dream.
But I can't always remember what I have
dreamed.
I dreamt I was falling, but just as I was about to hit the ground, I
woke up.
And if you bring your foot down heavy on the floor, you
stomp.
And if a man met a girl at a party and he wanted to go home with her, he might say, "May I
take you home? May I walk home with you?" Some might say, "May I escort you?"
Would you ever say, "Carry you home?"
You could, yes. I'll carry you home if you're using an automobile or some means of transportation.
Right. To get a boat on land, you tie a rope to it and just that motion, you or anything, you know, that you were drawing towards you. You or the opposite motion is
pushed out, pull in.
Okay, good. And to carry something heavy, instead of saying "I carried it," you might say I
toted it.
Yes. And if a child was getting near a hot stove, you might say to him, "Don't
touch that, it's hot."
And if you needed the hammer, you might say to me, "Go."
Well, a lot of people would probably say, "Go fetch it." Oh, you'd say, "Go bring it to me."
And playing tag, what is the tree that you might get back to be
home.
Safe? Okay. Suppose it were football. What do you have to cross the? Or you kick
finish
a,
line.
You kick a field. You said
goal.
Okay, you're not a football fan. You throw a ball and ask someone to
catch it,
and so then he
catches it
in the past.
Or he's caught it,
and he has
caught it.
Getting my auxiliary verbs tangled up there. Let's meet in town. If I get there first, I'll
wait for you.
And if you're about to punish a child, he might say, "Just give me one more
chance."
And if you had termites, you might say, "The exterminator will
spray
and he will get